You don't see me do this too often, do you? Oh, messed it up. How many of you want to bear a cross all your life? Jesus is telling us today in the gospel lesson that we are to bear our Christ. If we refuse to bear our cross, then we cannot follow him. Does that mean that you now take this cross and you bear it everywhere you go? You put it across your shoulders. That's why I have my gloves on, so I don't want to get fingerprints all over it. And you carry it around wherever you go. What do you think? How many of you would want to take it to school? What would your classmates say? What would they think it was cool? I don't think so. How about if you take it out to the market? Mom and dad take their cross out to the market, over to Walmart. What would people do? They would stare and maybe they would laugh and...
Steal it.
Huh? Yeah, they might steal it, but I kind of doubt it because most people see this as offensive. So therefore, they would turn and walk the other way. How about if you just take this all the time and even sleep with it and carry it wherever you go? Is that what Jesus is talking about? No, that's not what he's talking about. But in a spiritual sense, that's what he's talking about. Because why is the cross important to us? Because Jesus died here. And here where Jesus died is where you and I and the entire world has had their sins forgiven. Key word, important word, forgiven. This is a symbol of forgiveness for us. So Jesus is telling us that his true disciple will be a forgiving person. They will bear their cross no matter what happens in this life. Oh, people are going to make fun of you because you're a Christian. Jesus says you're to forgive them. You're going to have many problems in life. You're going to suffer many things. But we're to keep our eyes focused on the cross. Why? Because here is where forgiveness was won for you and given freely to you. Here is your symbol for the whole world, your symbol of love. And that's why we as his disciples are to bear our cross, that cross of suffering and that cross of forgiveness and that cross of love. What happens when we take this cross and we no longer carry it? I don't want to let it fall to the ground. But some people do that, don't they? They take their cross and they hide it away over in a corner and they never carry it. They never do anything at all. This is where it stays, if you will. And they just walk away from the cross. What happens then? What does Jesus say? Yeah, if you don't follow me, if you don't carry your cross, Jesus says later in the book of John, you have no part of me. You're not my disciple. It's just that clear. With Jesus, you're either his disciple or you're not his disciple. There's no middle ground. So today, Jesus tells us to bear our cross. Bear the cross of humility. Bear the cross of suffering. Bear the cross of forgiveness. Bear that cross of love. And that's the sign of a Christian. Thanks be to Jesus that he went to the cross for you and for me. Let's fold our hands and close our eyes and let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for being our Savior. Thank you for being willing to go to the cross. There was no one willing, Lord. It was only you who was willing and able and capable to be nailed to a wooden cross and to bleed your most holy and precious blood so that our sin may be washed away. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for showing us the importance of bearing our cross in this world. As we show to the world that we are Christians and we are not ashamed, we are never, ever ashamed. Lord Jesus, help us to bear our cross. And in your holy name we pray. And all the children said... Amen.